It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Welcome back, Big Ugly Tailgate.
Morning, guys.
Morning. So, one thing that I did see approved that I think is BS is where they're letting transgender compete in women's sports.
Like Division One or just?
Like everything.
NCAA.
And Olympics and all that kind of stuff. I think that's cheating.
Okay.
I think that shouldn't have been allowed. Just because now you got a guy that's a female now, you know what I mean? That's transgender or not transgender or whatever. I don't know what the correct name is or whatever. One that did the surgery or whatever. Now she's competing, running track, and winning everything by 10 seconds. I just think it's cheating to me in my eyes. I think that's cheating to let that. That's just me. When it comes to sports, when I saw them approve it for the Olympics and all that kind of stuff, I was like, that's wrong to me.
Yep.
I think that's some BS. But yep. I saw where they approved that. It's like, well, if you couldn't make it as a man, now you want to, you know what I mean? I just think it's bull. If you want to do that, that's fine. It's more power to you. I don't have a problem with that whole situation. Going to play sports and now you're winning all these trophies and stuff, like, that's BS to me.
Different, but that's physical all I say makeup.
About that.
Yep.
That's just all I have to say about that. But anyway, let's get back to football.
Yeah.
It's a good day today. Nick Saban is at home today, 6-time National Coach of the Year, Nick Saban. And he's on game day right now, and you can tell he's a little sick.
Yeah, he ain't going to be on the sidelines, though.
He ain't going to be on the sidelines.
No.
He's at his house. He has to isolate for 10 days. So December 1st, I say that, I think, is the first day that, or second or whatever, that he can get back into with his team or whatnot.
So you got matchups today. You got Kentucky at number 6, Florida. Maryland at number 12, Indiana. You got Texas Tech at Oklahoma State. Penn State at Michigan. SMU at East Carolina.
You think, go back to the Penn State-Michigan game.
Correct.
Penn State-Michigan, I think Harbaugh's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Harbaugh's gone.
He gone.
I don't think he's coming back.
No, that experiment did not work.
No.
But you do have bigger games later in the day. You got Auburn at Alabama, Pittsburgh at Clemson, and then LSU at Texas A&M. That'll be a good game.
It's gonna be good for like the first quarter. A&M's gonna slap that around. I was so hoping Mac Brown was gonna pull off that game against Notre Dame.
Oh my gosh, me too. Started off so strong.
Y'all, Ian Book, the Notre Dame quarterback, he's a wiry stud. I mean, he's just out there making plays, throwing the ball, pitching it forward.
I hate Notre Dame though.
Well, a lot of people do.
I don't think anybody likes Notre Dame.
Haters going to hate.
Who do you hate more, Notre Dame?
I don't hate Notre Dame.
Ohio State.
I'm Catholic. I got to like Notre Dame.
I'm Irish. I like Notre Dame.
I like Notre Dame, fine.
Casey, who do you like? Like top three from worst to like the least?
What do you mean?
Like USC, Ohio State. Who are your like least favorite teams?
I'm guessing he's going to say Oklahoma, A&M, and
one other one in this area probably. Yeah.
Tech?
No. We always
probably hating on the real Big 12 dominant team over the last 10 years, TCU.
No, I don't worry about them.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Says Johnny sitting here.
There'll never be a rival for Texas.
So Oklahoma, A&M.
Yeah, those are probably my two.
And then whoever else Texas is playing.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much, right. Yeah. I don't like those two. A&M's worse because they're...
Because they're Aggies?
They're just loud. And I'm just like, shut up. I get sucked in Houston because I would like walk into bars and there'd always be that one Aggie. I would walk by you and do that little chant or whatever, a little whoop or whatever.
Whoop. Whoop.
And there's going to be some nights where Whoop. You caught me on a bag night and get a quick choke real quick. What did you say? Oh, I'm sorry, man. I was just messing with you. I know. Get on out of here.
did anybody watch the Washington football team at the Dallas Cowboys?
I mean, we had it on.
That was a bad football game.
That was a bad football game. Yeah,
I mean, it was night and day. I don't know if McCarthy keeps his job, to be honest with you.
McCarthy doesn't even know what the hell is going on. He's up there. He's like, I mean, I swear I didn't coach that. I swear. He's like talking to somebody up top, like, come on, what is going on?
But
bad football.
Washington went off. I mean, it was just a whooping.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I played both Antonio Gibson and Will Fuller in fantasy this week, and they both, I mean, my guy, after he had three players, after three players playing, my opponent had 90 points. That's usually what I score with all my team.
Yeah.
I mean, and if I win, I get into my playoffs. At least this year, I'm
already
not,
clinched playoffs.
Oh, I did not. And now I still have a shot. See, you know, maybe my guys go off on Sunday, but at least I didn't finish dead last in the league because this year the loser goes does the Texas Water Safari.
What's that?
The Texas Water Safari is the 140-mile trip from San Marcos down to the coast in a kayak.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
What?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. You're doing that?
How far is it?
No, I'm not doing that. The last place finisher in the APL Fantasy Football League, this year it's been decided that the loser will do the Texas Water Safari.
What does APL miles? Stand for?
The Austin Premier League.
Okay.
The best fantasy football league.
And they have to do 1,000 miles in a kayak.
Well, however many miles that is from San Marcos down to the coast. I mean, it is a full-on, it's like a three-day
kayak.
That's
awesome. Grab your fishing poles.
Yeah, I don't know how much fishing you're doing.
Oh, it's great fishing. But right there,
I mean, it takes 2 to 3 days, and I mean, you're sleeping on the kayak.
Wait, so who's going to confirm that this person does it? Like, are y'all road tripping alongside the river?
I would imagine. I mean, we had a couple years ago, we had a buddy that finished dead last, and he had to do a bodybuilding competition.
Didn't he win it, though?
And he ended up winning it. Yeah,
he did not.
He got serious about it.
Yeah, so
who was it?
Oh, our boy Knox. Knox had a bad year, and, you know, he was, of all of our group, he was the only one who was kind of fit, you know, already. And then when he finished dead last, he just said, to heck with it, and just got yoked. And you know, we were hoping that it was like somebody like me, went out there and, like, you know, let it all hang out, not, you know, whatever. But to his credit, he crushed it and did like the whole tanning thing and went out there and the poses and everything, and he won the competition.
That is hilarious.
That's the greatest story.
But, so what are some of the other, like, what are the other loser punishments y'all have done?
I think we had one guy had to do a sexy calendar shoot for finishing dead last. So there were 12 months of our buddy. And for different months, he themed it to the different months.
Oh, yeah.
So Christmas, you know, had the D in the box.
Yeah.
You know, for April, had the bunny outfit. You know, it was absolutely hilarious, and he was a great, great sport.
Well, yeah,
because
you got to just go with it at that point. Have you ever lost?
No, I have not finished dead last. I have finished in the bottom four, and if you finish in the bottom four, then you have to pay for everyone's meal. Those four guys have to split the meal after next year's draft.
So how many of y'all are in this league?
There's 12.
Okay.
So if you finish in the top 12 or top four, you go to the playoffs. If you finish in the bottom four, and the reason we do that is so in a lot of leagues, if you're not going to win, a lot of people just kind of give up halfway through the season and it affects everything, right?
Yeah.
So for us, the way we do it to keep everybody accountable is that if you finish in the bottom four, you're paying for the meal after next year's draft.
Yeah.
And if you finish dead last, there's consequences. And we had one guy had to do a 10-minute stand-up one year. That was pretty fun.
Where? Like at comedy?
At a comedy shop. Okay. It ended up being at Buffalo Billiards.
Nice.
When they were doing that, he was so nervous, he just got really, really drunk and just got up there. And after about
super
after
awkward.
About 3 minutes of babbling, even the guy was like, all right, that's enough. We're good.
Yeah.
We had one guy had to have truck nuts on his truck for 6 months.
There's nothing wrong about that.
But you can't explain it. You just have to have it, and you're not allowed to tell anybody why
you're going to church.
Yeah, going to church.
Bust up
hey, what's that on the back of your truck? Well, just a cool decoration.
Wow. Dude, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so this year,
the loser, COVID, you know, I mean, I don't think COVID will affect a water safari. I think there's enough social distancing in that, but you never know. So right now, that's what's supposed to happen.
Oh, she's tall.
She is very tall. Talking about the kicker.
She's a goalie. Yeah. Vanderbilt.
Yeah, Vanderbilt. Sarah Fuller from Wiley, Texas, a Texan, seeking to become the very first woman to play in a Power 5 game.
Oh, she'll be able to hold her own if someone comes and hits her.
I mean, she looks powerful. Like her leg.
Her lower body is stacked.
She's a goalie.
She's a goalie.
Legit.
Able to bang that thing.
God, they're in such good shape. I walk up a set of stairs and I'm breathing heavy.
I was in the best shape. I was in the best shape of my life, and I walk upstairs and I was breathing heavy. Stairs are just
stairs.
It happens. Stairs is going to happen.
Thanks, Casey. That made me feel better. No,
for real. My whole life, I'm like, man, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I walked up 10 stairs. I'm like, oh god.
It's like when I was lifeguarding at Onion Creek. Oh, I would swim like every day. I'd get in the pool and just swim a couple miles. That was the best shape I was ever in.
Holy See, this holy. Is this is what's so bad. This is why Aggies are Aggies. So ladies on College game day holding a sign, and they're not even playing Texas, and she has something to reference Texas. You know what I mean? It's like
rent free, baby, rent free. Just living in that head.
McConaughey wishes he was an Aggie.
Yeah. It's like,
why are you even talking about Texas?
You're playing LSU.
A&M. We haven't played y'all in 10 years.
Yeah, it's been 9 years.
You won't
yesterday.
Play us. 9 years yesterday,
or 2 days ago, or something like that. Yeah.
God, that's sad. It's too good of a rivalry. Yeah. For it not to happen.
And
I just, I mean,
on Thanksgiving, like it just, that
you know
was...
what? If 2021 really is going to be the really good year,
21 is going to be the same as this year.
It's going to feel amazing.
Come on.
2021 is going to be amazing. And to me, it would just be poetic to give our fans, to give the Texas fans and the A&M fans, put them in a bowl game against each other.
That would be legit.
They've had chances to, but
I know, but
SEC
do it this year. We deserve it this year. It's been
A&M's number five.
Deserve
I mean, come
year.
On.
Yeah,
I guess
that's right.
A&M's number five.
If the Aggies weren't number five, then maybe that could happen. But that would be a fun reward.
Yeah. For surviving
2020. For surviving 2020. Just give us the Texas A&M game back.
Please let us see a rivalry game.
We were talking about favorite Thanksgivings amongst the family.
Yeah.
And I'll always remember those Texas A&M games.
Absolutely.
Those were just so much fun. And ruining the Aggies Thanksgiving was one of the best things, but one of the great feelings.
Oh yeah,
we'd always go to Fort Davis. Out, my grandparents lived in Fort Davis, way out in West Texas. We'd always go out there. My whole family, like 22 cousins, we'd all drink beer, ride horses, go hunting, and
watch the game.
That's a good weekend right there.
Not anymore.
But they're scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kellen Mond. I mean, he's getting talked about a lot.
Yeah,
he has a very, to me, his motion is very centered. Like it's a weird, he doesn't have
but
like a
still,
natural
still,
throwing motion, but he gets it done.
Yeah, he's awkward.
He's only thrown two interceptions this entire season.
Wow.
Yeah.
And LSU's defense, let's be honest about that. They're ranked, I think, in the hundreds as far as defense this season.
No, they're all the
and,
way.
And I can kind of – I would understand to some extent LSU's offense taking a step back because they lost
– Everybody.
Joe Burrow, Brady, and Jefferson, all those guys. I can understand that, but that defense should always be solid.
Yeah.
And they're just not playing it. So.
I mean, look at this. Yards per game, 472 yards. Passing yards per game, 335. So, that means they have no DBs. Points per game, giving up 32 points a game. That's just that's not winning football right there.
Not at all. So yeah,
Notre Dame's on a 15-game win streak.
Yeah,
and I didn't realize this, but Brian Kelly yesterday became the second winningest coach in the history of Notre Dame.
Yep, I did see that.
Past Lou Holtz.
Wow.
And I think he's got to win if he finishes out the season. You know, and they win. I think he's got four more games till he beats Newt Rockne. I didn't realize Brian Kelly was there that long.
So, because I know a lot of teams, because of the postponing of games or canceling, like they're going to be playing well into December.
Right? Wait, say that again.
A lot of teams are going to be playing well into December because of all the canceling games. So they probably have four more, right?
Yeah.
So he could reach it at least.
Yeah, I mean it's wild.
We got a texter that texted in. Please tell Casey thank you for that kick A smoked turkey.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, no, we did a lot of freaking turkeys.
That's awesome, dude.
It was a good time. I'm over turkey.
You turkeyed out?
Yeah, I am turkeyed out. But no, it was a good Thanksgiving though. Had a good time.
Good.
Now back to smoking more briskets.
We had dinner outside.
Yeah,
like that's nice. We had our meal. I mean, it was beautiful. It was like 75 degrees, mm-hmm. a little bit of wind, but it was just a beautiful day to sit outside and enjoy some family.
Yeah. I do like my family time, I'll tell you that. Yeah, that Oregon State game was good last night. So back to thoughts about Texas.
Where do we go from here, Case?
You know, personally, Texas, you know, I was listening to the after the game. I don't know who was talking, but he's like, you know, we got to go out and try to send these, send the seniors off right, you know, and who were saying that. And, yeah, you got to win out. Like, it's still a football game. These kids, you know, they're still players. They're still kids. I get that. But these are two games that are winnable. That was a game yesterday that was winnable. You know what I mean? Like, you got to find a way to win these last two games.
Yeah.
Like, don't give up. Just don't give up. Because it's just you're going to have even worse taste in your mouth for next year. It's just going to set you back even further. You got to at least nut up, go win these last two games, have some pride about you, and finish the season off strong. You know, and then when it comes to Herman, like, let them handle whatever they got to handle, you know.
It says, looking at a couple tweets here, Tom Herman is 9-10 against ranked teams at Texas. He's 4-4 against ranked teams at home. The four home losses, including yesterday's, come by a combined 14 points. So you're right, Casey. It's that last.
It's that little bit.
It's the closing mentality.
Yeah, that's it.
It's that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Put them up. Beat them down.
Yeah.
Let's go out and
win
the
game. And they don't do that. It's like they go opposite up. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, come on. It's fourth quarter. This is your time to end the game. You've had so many chances to end games, and you don't finish.
On 22 straight games when leading by 10-plus points at any point. The last loss before yesterday came in 2017 against Texas Tech.
Yeah.
And this was the first time in the season Texas failed multiple fourth down attempts. Entering yesterday, Texas was tied for 14th in FBS with 75% conversion rate.
Yeah.
So maybe Tom was just going on some false hope.
Yeah.
On those fourth downs. But again,
I think he should have kicked the field goal. Been up 7.
Should have kicked the field goal and figured out a QB sneak.
No, he just needs to go freaking under center. Like, any short down, they need to have a package where they go under center. And goal line under freaking center.
Yeah.
And goal line under center. Because you want that running back to have 2 yards coming downhill and hitting the hole hard. You know, and then you want to do a quarterback sneak. It doesn't make no sense if you need 1 yard to snap it to a ball, a guy 3 yards that has to go now 4 or 5 yards. You know, it's just it's dumb. I don't understand not being under center at all.
Does Texas, I mean, I don't remember, but does Texas run a quarterback sneak at all?
Dude, we mashed Oklahoma for 17 yards on a QB sneak. With Colt. It was maybe 20 yards. It was a QB sneak. It was like 3rd and 2. We went for 20 yards. And I'm talking like Colt's behind us and we're just moving everybody. Like, it wasn't like he just broke through and took off.
I mean, there's some teams that will not – there's some coaches who will not run quarterback sneaks.
Right.
I mean, Tom Landry, that was the only play he did not have in his playbook. They never ran a quarterback sneak because something happens and the quarterback gets injured, you're screwed. But Sam, on the other hand
– yeah, he's huge, and you're not going to get it done from the shotgun, so
– let him get behind a guard and let's push.
Yeah.
Get a yard.
Is that a lack of confidence in the offensive line? I mean,
it's been 4 years. He's never been under center, not even in goal line ever. It's stupid.
He hasn't done
that at all since he's never been under center.
So is it? You think it's more just the option, the zone read at that point? Is that the main point?
You can run zone read from underneath. It gets you going. It gets the quarterback moving automatically. He's not just sitting here now, his feet are planted. He's boom, he's doing this, he's taking out his fake. You get better play action off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're bringing it back. You can tuck the ball, get around the corner. It's just, there's so much to it.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to go under center. They don't go under center. But when he gets to the damn pros, he'll be under freaking center for third down, goal line, all that crap. Every single one uses it. So I don't get why we never me and Lyle argue about it. Not argue with each other, just
agree with one another.
I don't know,
passionately.
It's ridiculous.
Do you think all of this is contributing?
Goal line,
do you think all
this is contributing? Line. Why are you snapping at 5 yards? It's so dumb.
You think this is contributing to why all these kids are leaving the state of Texas to go elsewhere? I mean, do you think they're
they
looking
just want to play ball?
No, they want to go to the NFL.
They want to go to the NFL.
Yeah,
and right
they
now
go to the NFL. That's all. It
Tom's
is.
Tom's not doing Sam many favors right now. He's not putting him in a position for success. I mean, but that's why he's getting paid the big bucks.
T-Bone tweeted in, or texted in rather, and said yesterday was Tom's 13th loss by one score.
That's definitely not a closer mentality.
Right.
You know, it is what it, you know.
And that was Iowa State's first November road win against an AP top 25 team in program history. The Cyclones were 0-43 entering yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And they beat OU in Texas for the very first time in a season. So kudos to Matt Campbell. He's got, you know, they were, it's kind of a long shot to be the, you know, a lot of people were predicting him and Iowa State to win the Big 12. So it's not like this came out of the blue.
Yeah.
Iowa State's been consistent.
Yep.
And Matt Campbell can get that out of his players. And again, I just loved his quote for those that didn't hear it in the first hour. You know, he said, "We don't have five-star players. We have a five-star culture." I mean, just what a great quote. Nailed
it. It really is.
So it'll be interesting to see if.
I think it's a dumb quote. And we got to take a commercial break after this. And we'll be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate.
I think I'll just stay here and pray. Yes, sir.
Welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate. What I want to do, because it's going to get cold, I want to do like a we are going to bring my mom's green chili out. I know everyone does their own chili out here, but we'll be doing green chili with our pulled pork at Whitfield's. And I might do sloppers, but it's just a process. But it's not really a process. It's just hard to eat.
What's a slopper?
A slopper is like we'll do like a brisket burger.
Okay.
With, you know, and
like
you,
a sloppy Joe, but with brisket.
No. So it's a burger. No.
No.
So,
wrong.
So it's a burger. You make your whole burger, and you put it in a bowl, and you take the green chili, and you pour it over the top of it, and you eat it with a fork. And it's called a slopper. Like the pulled pork
so
green chili.
It's not
chili.
A burger.
I don't know if I've ever heard that term.
That's what my mom used to
always
make.
A bowl of brisket with green chili.
No, it's a burger.
It's a burger in a bowl with green chili on top.
Yeah, with the bun and everything.
Oh, so there is a bun.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Bun and everything.
So it's just so messy.
Yeah, and then you pour the pulled pork green chili on top, and it's amazing. It's awesome.
Sounds delish.
All right, just let me know when that gets on the menu.
Yeah, so that's what we're coming down with. But we are going to have our green chili by the courts and everything, because no one does like a good spicy green chili. Everyone's all red chili out here.
No beans. I know Colorado's big on green chili, and that stuff is so delicious.
Yeah, I already fire roasted all our peppers there in the freezer and ready to roll.
You going to be doing any expansion with Whitfield's?
Well, I mean, we're going to put another spot up here right there past Mansfield Dam.
Oh, okay. So out Lakeway?
Yeah. At the
X-Space.
At the X-Space.
Nice.
So, I mean, they're not even done building yet, so that's going to be a minute. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, with where we're at, you know, with everything blowing up in Texas, you know, here in Austin, you know, building everywhere, you know, I don't know how long we'll be on that corner. Hopefully another year. I hope so. Another couple years. But, I mean, that corner is just so expensive. You know, that's a $2 million corner.
Absolutely.
You know, with the traffic flow through there and everything like that. You know, that's
Lakeway is going to get a taste of Whitfield's.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those things where I want to stay where I'm at.
Yeah.
But I can't. But I don't know if it's going to, if I'm going to be able to stay at that land. But I know they are putting in a 6-hole par 3 on the spot right next to us. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So I'm like, well, so I talked to him. He's the guy over there at 6-hole par 3, and he's
So it's going to be like a Butler down south? Like a Butler pitch and putt?
Yes. Yeah, there's one on 183 up here.
Okay.
You know which one I'm talking about? Is that the Butler one?
Butler's the one downtown.
Okay. This is not like the South Austin pitch and putt.
Okay.
But there's one up north right now that's a 6-hole par 3 or whatever they have going. They're getting that one going before they start building this one.
Gotcha.
And
so you're saying I can go to Whitfield, get a quick 6 in, come back?
So I'm trying to talk that into the – I'm trying to talk him into that. Well, let me stay here. Let me just be a part of your golf course, and I'll have the Whitfield's barbecue in and just bring people in there. Right?
Yeah, they don't have to do a kitchen.
But they want to do their own kitchen because there's money in it. So it's one of those things.
Well, I bet the folks out at Lakeway will love getting that. I know our good friend Lisa Kaufman out at the UT Golf Course will love having some Whitfield's barbecue out there.
Yeah, out there and – Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, because we're going to be right there past Mansfield Dam, so, you know, it's the whole Steiner Ranch area and Lakeway and Lake Travis, all that area. But it's busy. Everywhere's busy.
Yeah.
It's wild out here.
Mike said come to the east side.
The east side has so many damn barbecue spots. Yeah.
Crowded.
It's crowded.
Crowded space.
Crowded.
Well, but great for Austinites because you got a great selection of different barbecues.
Yep.
Although I'm very partial to Whitfield's, there's some really good barbecue.
There's great
there.
Barbecue all in Austin. This is Austin's like
the barbecue capital of the world.
Yeah, period.
And Casey's the ambassador of barbecue, so
yep.
And Twisted X is the official beer of barbecue.
And Johnny's the future mayor of Austin.
And Casey's the future head football coach at the University of Texas.
I don't know if I'll ever be the future football coach. I don't know.
We can secure you. Like CDC listens to our show every Saturday, so we can secure you.
Let me just be
spot on the coaching staff. You just need to be the dog trainer.
I'm just the guy that like
the junkyard dog trainer
talks crap, so people have to practice harder and elevate their game to a new level.
The minister of motivation.
Okay, we just had.
But see, I'm not a motivational speaker.
yeah, you are.
Living
you
in a van.
You can light a fire. You can light a fire.
Down by the river.
You
got a little Matt Foley in you, Casey.
That's the greatest.
Two people texting, come to Kyle, come to Buda. We have nothing. Come to Buda, America.
I live in Buda now.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I moved out of the area code of Austin.
Well, it only makes sense, though, that maybe that's the next expansion of wood.
No, I'm looking right there in Kyle Butte area. I mean, we are too. It's just I gotta find the right spot. I kinda wanna do some land. What I wanna do is take over Buck's backyard. I would freak Buck's backyard out.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have all been to Buck's backyard.
Yeah. Remember, I have not.
You've been there for the cook-off, right?
Oh yeah.
Man, what I would have Buck's backyard popping so quick. I'd have to switch the bars up. The flow ain't right in there. I'll set the flow up better. Man, I would have. And they had the full stage back there, too.
Oh, that's such a great venue.
I apologize. I've never been to Bucks.
Yeah, because we had just started the show last year for Horn Bash, and obviously it got canceled this year because of COVID. So,
two years ago, it's a great
venue.
They had the barbecue cook-off at Bucks Backyard. We were going to change it this year to Moon Tower. But
we had it 2 years in a row, right, Case? And then last year, or the last time we had it there, the flooding and some guy got swept away. He was found. And then the year before that was your Bloody Mary morning.
Mm-hmm.
I've only heard stories about that morning.
You're thinking of the rodeo cook-off.
Oh, yeah.
That was a different one.
Okay. the legend of Casey Steiner.
There were a few big ugly tailgate or big ugly outdoors back when it was that morning where Casey just kind of sat on air and grunted for half an hour.
I was so hungry. That was bad that the rodeo. My wife was like texting me like, Casey.
Yeah.
Get a hold of yourself. I was like, God dang, is it that bad?
Kim was the one that told me later that afternoon. She was like, yeah, he just sat there and grunted into the microphone for about 30 minutes. You were hanging out with those snake farm peeps.
The San Marcos snake farm peeps?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a barbecue team.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it's their team.
And they kept bringing Casey some libations.
Ooh, Sunday night at 6 p.m. is the annual Zilker tree lighting for you Austinites. You guys ever go down there and spin underneath the tree?
Every year.
We don't do that, but this year We do the whole
trail
walk.
Of lights.
So we, me and the wife, it's her birthday is 21st of December. So, me, her, and the kids are gonna do the drive through thing on the 21st.
Yeah, because they're not allowed. You got it's a drive through. Yeah, correct.
But I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, and they're like, well, you want to get the early pass? I said, absolutely.
No question.
Like, not, like, why not pay an extra $15? Are you
Johnny,
kidding me?
Johnny, I ran into you down there last, like, two.
Yeah. No, I'm done.
Yeah.
I like the trail. I love the just spinning underneath the tree.
Yep.
It's fun.
Well, they've built it up around the tree so much now, too. There's, like, food trailers. Trucks,
yeah, there was, like, a Yule log, like a big log there for a while. Yeah. They still do the Yule log?
I don't know.
Not that I have a log. Not that you would think that I have a log.
Right.
No, I just not really always sure just grabbed means. The kids and started walking.
That was a Christmas early. Vacation.
Oh,
quote.
Gotcha.
Okay. The listeners will know.
My bad.
Hopefully they know.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
What is, all right, we had the conversation the other day. What is the best Christmas movie?
Oh, I mean, that's just too much. There's too many.
But what's the best? Home Alone was a pretty big consensus.
There's no answer.
In our text thread that it's the perfect Christmas movie.
Because parents and kids can watch it.
Yeah. I caught a lot of flack for this, but I think Love Actually is my favorite Christmas movie.
Oh, it's so good.
White Christmas?
So good. No, Love Actually is an amazing film.
You never seen Love Actually?
No.
Watch it.
I'm a man.
Watch it with Kim.
I'm a man, Johnny.
I don't care if you're a man or not. Love Actually is a great movie.
No, it really is. And I'm not really into chick flicks, but I love that film. That's
just a good feel good Christmas movie.
Yeah.
The one we always watch is my mom is the
Die Hard?
White Christmas or whatever.
White Christmas.
The old school one.
Bing Crosby.
Old
Bing Crosby. Christmas Story.
Uh-huh.
Fragile. Ooh, must be from France.
I mean, Christmas Vacation is probably my favorite.
Yeah, of course.
It is so funny.
I love
that movie. Going for a new land speed record. Clark?
a lot of sap.
Yeah. Ivan texted in Die Hard.
Yeah. Ivan knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I don't care what you say. Even though Bruce Willis came out and said it was not. It is.
It is.
Yeah. It's not one that I watch during Christmas.
What about like the old Charlie Brown Christmases?
My kids watch all that stuff.
Do they?
Yeah.
I did see where Clifford the Big Red Dog is coming out. You remember Clifford the Big Red
Dog?
Yeah,
he was awesome. I read all those books.
Great, great books.
Yeah.
Someone said, I like Surviving Christmas, underrated.
I don't know if I know that movie.
I don't either. Send more info on that, please. I'm so like obsessed with Impractical Jokers. Y'all know that show?
Yeah, it's the dumbest show in the world.
It's hilarious.
It's not hilarious. Those guys
I laugh
suck.
Out loud.
I watch it for like 2 minutes
every single
time
I
had to turn it off.
Dude, it is so uncomfortable. It's hilarious to me. The situations they wind up in, like, I can't believe you don't like that showcase.
I hate that show.
You
sorry.
Only watched 2 minutes of it, though.
No, I watched like
you watched a couple
episodes at the beginning.
You don't
okay.
think it's like Johnny's
dumb.
Fantasy Football League. Like they're making each other do just ridiculous stuff. That show, like I laugh out loud.
Yeah, but they laugh at stupid stuff too much for me.
I gotcha.
I don't know, but no, I tried.
You tried.
But anyway, we got to take a quick commercial break before our last segment here, and we'll be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate. Yeah, Elf is a good one, too. Some people chime in on the movie Elf. That's a great one, too. Will Ferrell's a beast in that movie.
Were you planning on putting that tree, Griswold?
Hilarious.
I don't know. Bend over and I'll show you. It's really rude to say to me. I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, Margo.
I don't know. Anyways, last little segment here.
Quick shout out. I got it. Buddy's take his nephew to go do a little South Texas hunting for the first time. So Hudson's going to go shoot his very first deer.
Oh, very nice.
So
it's awesome.
Uncles are the best.
Yeah.
At least according to my nieces.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you don't take your nieces to do anything.
I took my niece hunting this week. So what have you done?
Well, I'm going to go see him hopefully around Christmas if we're able to travel.
Yeah.
So
you're going to go see your one niece, right? Because you neglect the other one.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to see both of my nieces and my nephew. But there might be some favorites played every once in a while. It's
totally favorites played.
It's all right. I understand.
I just can't wait to see them. It'll be fun. Get up to Chicago for a little bit. It'll be cold.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
It's that wind off that lake is where it's like, all right, well, I'm going to be inside today.
I think it was 2 years ago they had Shimageddon.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, frozen up there. Like negative, negative, negative. It was bad.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
My buddy lives in Minnesota. I'm like,
nope.
How do you live there?
Seriously, like I would not leave the house.
He has, they said, you know, at night or like when the dog's got to use the restroom, like he has to put footies on him in the winter because it's, you know, negative 10. And the dogs, he goes like, he goes, both the girls will go right out, pee right next to the door and run back in. All right, give me the hell out of here. It's just so cold. I mean, they're labs too, with, you know, thick coats on them, but it's, you know, when it's negative like that, it ain't no fun.
What do you guys got going on the rest of the weekend?
Barbecue today and tomorrow, watch some football, drink some cold beer. I did finally got some McConaughey's.
Nice.
It was a good beer. It was a good beer.
Real good beer.
Yeah, it's a solid beer. Twisted X or whatever. So we were drinking those on Thanksgiving Day morning or whatever.
Yep.
And shout out to them.
A few McConaughey's this weekend.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. If you haven't tried it yet, you can get it at HEB in cans now.
Yep, in cans now. But there's such an aluminum shortage right now, it's wild.
Yeah, they're having to wrap some of their cans, their old beer cans, in
McConaughey's stickers.
Wow.
Yeah, I had one of those, and I sent Hunter a picture. I said, is this your crappy beer? And he goes, and because I pulled it off.
Pulled off the label.
And he was like, you know, F you. Yeah. So I was like, no, it's a really good beer, though. And that's when he explained to me about all the aluminum shortage and all that kind of stuff. I was like,
because everybody's going out, just crazy. They're not buying a six pack, they're buying a case of beer and just sitting on it for a week.
Yeah.
I'm not, maybe not a week, but.
Should be interesting. 2020 Christmas, COVID.
Elon Musk made $70 billion during COVID. Can you believe that?
That's just
came
it.
The number two richest man in the world.
Saw that.
Some companies absolutely crushed it, you know.
Future Austinite.
Yeah.
Elon.
Yeah. I'm going to bring some more weird crap here.
Are you selling him a house, Johnny?
I hope so.
Him and Urban?
I'd love to sell him a house, and I'd love to sell Urban a house. I think Urban even listens to the Big Ugly Tailgate himself.
I'm sure
himself.
He does.
He definitely doesn't.
Why wouldn't he?
I was wondering, I started getting a text from a 614 area code that was asking me about the real estate market in Austin. I don't know what that was. I didn't know who it was.
Hot, hot, hot.
Well,
not today. The rain is coming in.
And if it's Elon Musk, you better go find some land.
Yeah.
You better go find land that's close. You better go out there by the new golf course and get you 100 acres.
Zone.
Elon might just come in and say, I think I'm going to buy Tarrytown.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm going to put...
Muni. Good. Muni. As long as he saves Muni.
I agree. Got to save Muni.
Got to save Muni.
He'll be helicoptering in.
Yeah, exactly.
No question.
From wherever he's at.
He'll probably be down at Driftwood or something like that.
Either Driftwood or on the other side of the lake, Lago Vista area. Big old spread out there on the other side, and then just hops in his helicopter.
Hey,
past.
I got 164 acres out in Horseshoe Bay. I'll sell to him right now.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that going for?
Nah, it's going for a price.
Well, let me know because I might buy it too.
Okay.
He wouldn't even say it. Little rat. I gotta get my calculations
he's like,
right.
I'm actually holding it for.
What's the average acre?
You can go to JLR512.com and you can find out for yourself.
Nice 100%. Little plug there.
What what's acreage going for out there on that end?
Well, it depends on usage and depends on what it's zoned for. But this is 164 acres. That would be a fantastic personal ranch, or it could be phase four of the development.
Yeah, section that thing off and make more money.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah. I was driving back from Menard the other day through Llano, and that river is low.
Yeah.
I've never seen it that low.
Well, hopefully this rain will help out.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the Horseshoe Bay area is just blowing up.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, driving out there, you're starting to see subdivisions that are popping up on 71.
Yep.
And it's not far.
Out by Pootie's Hilltop.
Yeah.
That used to be one of my favorite places.
Pootie's is a great spot.
Absolutely.
May he rest in peace.
No doubt.
All right, Kay. So today you're open 11:30 to sold out?
Yep, 11:30 to sell out. If it's coming down too much rain, I may close around, you know, 3-ish or whatever. But
So get out there,
come and get some of that good barbecue. Hopefully it's just a little misty today and we can get you in and out of here. I got I got stepping stools now, so you don't have to get muddy.
Nice. You don't have to step in Lake Whitfield. Y'all be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Big Ugly Tailgate, where we will keep you posted throughout the week. A lot of good football going on later on this afternoon. And more than anything, we truly appreciate y'all tuning in every Saturday to the Big Ugly Tailgate.
Absolutely. And we'll see you next week for more Big Ugly Tailgate.
Adios.